So,
you gotta talk about my test?
Yeah, I get mine tomorrow.
Tomorrow you go in?
So I guess Calta had a headache this morning, so they went best of. I saw him post it.
I was wondering what happened, because I turned it on this morning, and it was a guy who used to work here singing karaoke. I was like, how is this? What's this now?
Man, 2020's nuts.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so, you know, it's big news for you listeners that, you know, everybody wants to know how the morning show's doing, and when we didn't get the live show this morning, everybody kind of took to social media to try to get updates, you know, because if you didn't hear, Spanish, Mike Calta, and Gio all tested positive for COVID-19. Spanish being the first one, he showed symptoms. And then afterwards, I guess most of the show got tested, and Gio and Mike Calta came up positive. But Gio's a little sick. Mike Calta has a little bit of a stuffy nose. That was what they were showing symptoms of at first.
Well, Gio said he was fine. He didn't have any
symptoms. Oh, really?
Symptoms.
I thought he was feeling a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
Asymptomatic. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I guess Mike Calta had a headache this morning, but he said he's feeling better again. I read on social media. So you went today and got your test.
I did. I went and scheduled a test. Waited about an hour. A lot of people there.
Yeah.
And I don't really have air conditioning in my car, so just sitting in my truck for an hour, that was brutal.
So ball sweaty.
But, I went and did it. Did the scraping thing where they, you know, it's not
that
bad.
Did it go way up in your brain?
Yeah. Okay. It went pretty far. It actually goes not up, but, like, in.
Right.
Like, straight into your nasal passages.
Yeah.
And it's a little uncomfortable, but by the time you get really uncomfortable, they take it out.
Yeah.
So it's like your first time getting banged, I guess.
I saw Joey Flash's, he put a video out of him getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
But he had his camera at the wrong angle, so you couldn't see the Q-tip going in his nose. The hand was in the way.
Yeah.
But his eyes were watering like crazy afterwards.
Yeah. Mine was too. Yeah. For sure. It wasn't the most comfortable thing, but it's not that bad either. It shouldn't stop anybody if you're afraid. Go get tested. It's free right now.
Yep.
You know, it's not that bad.
Yeah, CVS has free ones, and most health departments have free ones. Like, you did the Pinellas Health, right?
Yeah, I did the Community Health Centers of Pinellas. They have a downtown St. P campus on 22nd Avenue South.
Right.
And you could get testing done there.
I'm going tomorrow. My appointment is at 12:50 in the p.m.
Is it a drive-through or walk-up?
It's a drive-up. But I don't know. I was having a hard time. It said you apply it yourself, but I don't think I...
Oh, my friend did that one.
Yeah.
Where you just apply it yourself. It might not be...
But you drive up, and they give you
stuff. They give it to you.
And then you guess,
it
jam it up your own nose, and then...
I don't know if it says... You might have a better test where you don't have to, like, go as far in.
I don't know. We'll see. But it's CVS is where I'm going. So they offered a free one. So, yeah, I almost paid. I almost went to a place yesterday and paid, like, $130 because CVS, their website was down for a while, and you couldn't make an appointment unless you go on a website. So I was frustrated. I almost just went and spent the money because, you know, we're concerned. You know, we work in this building. We want to make sure that, you know, we're not endangering people around us. You know, I'm not going to the day job right now until, you know, we find out what's going on with us because I, you know, I'm trying to stay quarantined now. I'm at my house and I'm here. That's it. You know, so.
Yeah, I guess that means I have to I was supposed to do my supper club today. Mm. We all decided to take the week off from that.
Yeah.
And I guess my results will come in 3 to 5 days, I believe they said. So
yeah, mine said 2 to 4, so we'll probably get it about the same time. I know Leah, she told her dad she couldn't go over there for Father's Day because she doesn't know if she has it or if I have it, you know, like, so we're trying to do the best we can. I know a lot of people out there have just totally given up, you know, they're out and about, they're doing what they want to do. But I'm trying to do the best. I'm wearing my mask in public. I'm getting this test done because there's people, you know, close proximity that have it.
Speaking of the mask, did you see what Fauci said?
Yes.
Do you want to play that clip?
I could probably find it before I can.
But I was right again.
I know.
I know everything.
You nailed it,
dude. People don't understand how knowledgeable I am.
When I saw it, I said out loud, I go, damn, Will, you nailed it, bro. Yeah. It's very frustrating, you know what I mean, to know.
So Fauci admitted that public health officials misled the public about about masks.
Straight up.
You ready?
Yeah.
Getting back to your first question, which was what about a month or so or two or three ago when people were saying you don't really need to wear a mask? Well, the reason for that is that we were concerned, the public health community, and many people were saying this, were concerned that it was at a time when personal protective equipment, including the N95 masks and the surgical masks, were in very short supply.
Sons of bitches.
And we wanted to make sure that the people, namely the healthcare workers, who were brave enough to put themselves in harm's way to take care of people who you know were infected with the coronavirus and the danger of them getting infected, we did not want them to be without the equipment that they needed.
There you go. I nailed it.
So screwed
up. I nailed it.
So
knew it.
So we're having the big spike right at the beginning. Everybody's breathing all over each other. We should have been wearing masks. And I understand you don't want to, you know, further overwhelm the healthcare system.
Couldn't they, though? And I know some retailers did this, like Amazon. And I know that was one. I think Walmart did the same thing.
Right.
Just don't sell it to the public. But don't lie to the public either and tell them that, nah, don't worry about it.
Everybody has a bandana. I've worn a t-shirt over my face when I couldn't find a mask.
And that probably is not very effective.
But it's
better than nothing, right?
Yeah.
So you have the, and they told you to do that a little bit after, how to make your own mask.
The
right
Surgeon
afterwards.
General did a little DIY video live on, you know, national TV showing you how to make a bandana mask. They should have done that at the beginning. Instead of lying to us, they should have said, look, it's safer for everybody, and it will help stop the spread if you wear a mask. But we don't want you going out and buying medical-grade masks because they need them in the hospitals more than ever. If you could just put a damn sock over your face, something over your face, it would really help out. Don't go buying up all the masks.
And I know what human beings are. Right? So
scum.
You saw what happened with toilet paper and paper towels.
Yeah.
So if they went, oh God, I need a mask, people would go buy them up in bulk.
How about this? If you're going to lie,
hey,
it's been proven that bandanas actually protect your face better than an N95. Mm-hmm. Like, we recommend most of these nurses and doctors wear bandanas over their face. Not only are they more protective, but they're super cool too. Everybody's walking around like a bank robber from the 1800s. Yeah. Bandanas are the way to go, baby. Now Amazon's got bandanas flying out left and right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was just going to say people aren't dumb enough to fall for that. But
yeah, they are.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, you're right. But it seems like a simple email could have done the trick, like to all CEOs of all these health organizations or, companies that sell these things. Just say, hey, listen, can you hold the mask for health professionals?
Yes.
But my God.
It's so
annoying,
you're
saying,
dude.
Everybody's got a bandana or something at home, but they literally encourage people not to wear them.
And now all the people
and
that don't want to wear them.
Everybody.
Well, not only the confusion, but now the people that are even hearing the updated news. Now they got the news they wanted to hear, and now they just stick with it. Now they're on their Facebook posting screenshots from 3 months ago going, yeah, well, says here, we don't need to wear masks,
right.
So I'm not wearing a mask.
Right.
You guys are a bunch of pussies.
But they're not – I mean, they're wrong because we have new information,
right.
But they're also not wrong because these are what government officials told us to do. They lie.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. And then you go – these conspiracy theories you cook up and go, no, that's not. It's like, government doesn't lie to us. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
The government lies to us
all the time.
This is a great example of that. And people just take everything what they say and run with it. It's like you're doing yourself harm here. You're not helping yourself.
I remember Leah, my girlfriend, who's an RN. I know I talk about it all the time, but some people may be tuning in for the first time. So when I remember hearing Fauci say that at the beginning of the shutdowns, and I remember her looking at me going, "Yeah, I think I would still feel better with a mask on." Like she was still skeptical as a medical professional.
It's just a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I mean, like if you're in a hospital setting and somebody's sick, you're wearing a mask. This is a coronavirus. You'd wear a mask.
It's
a no-brainer.
You cough, and they've shown like ultraviolet test, you know, where they have the blue light and they could see the mist flying through the air. When you cough, it goes several feet. If you have any piece of cloth over your face, it's going to go into the cloth and absorb in the cloth. It's basic science, like really the most basic you can get.
Yeah, you don't need to be a medical professional to know that wearing a mask when somebody's sick
could possibly help you.